political story now. While other candidates dance in a dazzle of rhetorical spin and message of the day headline grabbing and gaffe management damage control, while other candidates focus on fundraising totals and try to avoid campaign debt headlines, think Newt Gingrich, one candidate is the model of consistency and candor. The somewhat fringe candidacy of Congressman Ron Paul, think gold standard, think no more Federal Reserve, no more paper money, is also the gold standard for financial transparency. The Paul campaign reports every cent to the Federal Election Commission, from bank fees to tolls to morning coffee at Starbucks. Ron Paul's supporters, of course, expect nothing less. And joining us now is Kim Barker, reporter for ProPublica. Kim, how is it that the least serious GOP candidate in terms of chances for the nomination is clearly the most serious about campaign spending transparency?
Well, I think that it's something that the campaign decided that they wanted to do, because largely that's what Ron Paul said he wanted to do. I don't think it really would surprise anybody who's been backing him that they would want to report every single penny that they spend. It goes along with his entire message that he's been trying to give, of that of consistency, of giving back to his supporters, of like being receptive to his donors. So I don't think it's very surprising to anybody that he's this transparent, but it does make his filings to the FEC quite difficult to go through.
As for reporters and presumably for the FEC, how far beyond the spirit and even letter of the law is the Paul campaign going to report every nickel?
Well, you only have to, as a candidate, report any vendor that you pay more than $200 to in a cycle. So say you went to the same Starbucks over and over again, and it was more than $200. You would then have to report to the FEC. But his folks just report everything. So it really gives you a way to map what it's like to do a campaign these days. You can see, you know, who's eating what on Thanksgiving, who's going to what gas station, you know, how much they're spending.
I
mean, they even at one point reported 12 cents to an enterprise rental car. I mean, how do you even spend 12 cents at an enterprise rental car?
At the Paul campaign, you know who's eating the shrimp and who's eating the pizza, that sort of thing. So
right.
If I was looking at the filing of Mitt Romney's campaign and Paul's campaign, I suspect you wouldn't find many miscellaneous categories in the Ron Paul side, whereas you might find a miscellaneous, you know, $6 million expense on the Mitt Romney side.
I mean, interestingly enough, on the Mitt Romney side, you don't find anything like that. And you do find your occasional $1 bank fee. And there's some things that have snuck in there for a dollar, but not nearly the extent of Ron Paul. I mean, the FEC has certain rules that you have to file. So it's not like you're going to be having, oh, I just have a spare $6 million here and there. But Ron Paul goes above and beyond what you need to do for the FEC, most definitely.
Quickly,
I sort of saw it as like this poetry through small towns at a certain point, you know, going to the same come and go gas station in Iowa over and over again. What did they buy on iTunes the day after Thanksgiving that was an office supply? And I really just sort of saw it as a way to sort of track what it's like to campaign.
You know, that suggests a project. I think we'll do that right here on The Takeaway. Let's get a hold of some of those documents, Kim, and we'll put some of those details to music. Sound good?
That sounds great.
Kim Barker, reporter for ProPublica, on the Paul campaign's version of financial transparency.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.